Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I would highly encourage you guys to check this out. It's not very often that Patrick Mahomes sits down for an interview, but he sat down with an exclusive one-on-one with USA Today. Talked about a bunch of different things. Talked about the loss to the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. Talked about he is turning 30 coming up in a month. He talked about a lot of different things. There was one part that really stood out to me, and it was about the deep ball last year and the fact that the Chiefs, that was, I would say, the thing that they as a team struggled with the most. You guys have mentioned it. Rob, you've mentioned it, that Patrick Mahomes last year felt like a little bit of a check down Charlie. It was a lot of underneath stuff. Now, I think there's a bunch of different things that you can attribute that to. If you want to put it to the offensive line, sure, I think that's part of it. If you want to talk about the injuries that they had at wide receiver last year, I think that was part of it as well. The youth and inexperience of some of their wide receivers, that also factors into it. There wasn't one thing that I think stands above the rest on why the Chiefs really struggled on some of those deep passes. Well, this is what Mahomes had to say about it. Quote, there's things that we have to get better at, especially myself. There's plays on the football field that I didn't make last year that I've made in previous seasons. At the end of the day, I'm going to do what it takes to win, whether that's passing for a lot of yards or not passing for a lot of yards. But I think if I play better, then that's going to make it better for the team. So I've got to be better at executing whenever those shots are there and making those deep throws, because that's going to alleviate pressure on our defense and allow them to play more free and help the team play more free as well. The Chiefs have talked about this enough throughout the offseason that I really think that this is something that they have discussed and really tried to focus on for this upcoming season. Now, a lot of it, I think, is outside of Mahomes' control. I do think Mahomes missed some throws last year. I think that's normal amongst players. But some of it, I think, was just whether it was lack of field awareness. We saw a couple times with Xavier Worthy that I think Mahomes made a good enough throw and Worthy just wasn't great at getting his feet down early on in the season. Some of the injuries that I think played a part into it as well. But I think the Chiefs have too many things in place for their offense to be middle of the road the way that it has been from a number standpoint the last couple of seasons. This is something that I want to see some growth in. We have seen Mahomes be a dangerous regular season player. He's won multiple MVPs. He hasn't really been that in the regular season the last couple of years. Sure, he has made plays when they need him to, and in the postseason, ultimately when it matters, Mahomes has been a tremendous difference maker and why the Chiefs are the organization that they are. But you can't have the coach that they have, the quarterback that they have, a lot of the infrastructure that they have in place and be 17th in points scored the way that they've been, or bad on down the field throws. If you were asking me, what's one thing that I want to see the Chiefs improve upon for this upcoming season? What's one improvement that I want to see for their offense? I want to see them get that heavyweight punch back. One of the reasons why the games have been as close as they've been in the last 12 months or so, and why the Chiefs have had to pull so many games out of the fire, is they didn't really have the ability to knock you out. They were going to win on the scorecards more times than not, but they didn't really have the ability to kind of deliver that big punch to a lot of teams. That comes with those explosive plays. That comes with those chunk plays. That comes with just being able to dominate and control the line of scrimmage. So, Rob, if you're asking me what's one area that I want to see improvement from with the Chiefs, whether it's offense or defense, what's one thing that I think they need to do to kind of take that step forward and get back to being a top eight offense or better in the National Football League? I think it comes from explosiveness on the outside. I think it comes from big plays. I think it comes from just being a more dynamic offense 10, 15, 20 yards from the line of scrimmage.
This was my major frustration with the Chiefs and the Chiefs' offense last season. If I were to blind resume Patrick Mahomes' stats from 2024, you would have told me he's Kirk Cousins. You would have told me he's Alex Smith. You would have told me he is whatever version of checkdown Charlie, safe but effective quarterback. And it is not what I want the best quarterback in the NFL to look like. I don't want to have a 26 touchdown guy. I want to have a 40 touchdown guy. I want a guy whose air yards are near the top in the NFL. It's not 3 yard slant and then we do it twice more and we hope to get a first down. It is the top of my list of things that drove me insane about last year's team. And I get it. They kept winning games. They went 15-2, this, that, and the other. But it infuriated me that Patrick Mahomes, who we know is at the top of his game and the prime of his NFL career, looked like Aaron Rodgers does in will in Pittsburgh. Just fine. So you know what? I'm happy Mahomes hears the noise. I'm happy Andy Reid hears the noise. I'm happy that Matt Nagy hears the noise. It's clear Brett Veach heard the noise because they added weapons and protection this offseason. And I'm happy he's sitting down with USA Today and talking about it. But you know what? We're closing in on the end of talking season, and we're closing in on the real season. And I will continue to be frustrated by this until I am shown they're back to that 2018, 2019, even 2022 offense that was more than just dink and dunk. There was some explosion, and it feels like it's coming, but I cannot say it's here until I see it's here.
Yeah, you know my stance on this is I think explosive plays just come from explosive players, and I don't know if they've had a lot of those guys, at least in a down the field sense. I mean, it is not really that surprising to me that you've started to see the decline in the numbers of Patrick Mahomes when you also started to see the decline in Travis Kelce as a player as well. When Mahomes was at his best, he either had the best version of Tyreek Hill or a best version of Travis Kelce. As we've gotten further away from that, and now as the offense is starting to transition, where you need Rashee Rice to be healthy, you need Xavier Worthy to take a step forward, Hollywood needs to stay healthy, you need those guys to bring it, they just have it, and I think you've seen that kind of trickle effect down with the offense. That's what excites me most about this offense, if you can get everybody healthy at the same time. This is a really complete offense. If this offensive line is what we think it can be, and Josh Simmons continues to grow and develop, a healthy run game with eyes.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. We've mentioned the wide receivers. We'll talk more about them coming up here momentarily. If you can get all of those things to align, I think you got the pieces to be one of the better offenses in the league. The question really for the last 12 months has been, can you get everybody on the field at the same time? You don't have Hollywood, then you don't have Rashee Rice, and then you lose Isaiah Pacheco. It's just been a revolving door, and the Chiefs have obviously managed to hold things together and have still had a lot of success. They just haven't always at times done it with the offense, and you've seen the defense has maintained a really high level of play. I expect that this year. The Chiefs' defense should be one of the five best in the league. I mean, I think Justin Reed's a very important player. Taking Justin Reed off this team is not the reason why this defense potentially falls apart. Everything else is the same. If anything, I think you're adding to a defense because you really didn't have a healthy Charles Omenihu for the first 12 weeks of the season. So if you're telling me that Chris Jones is healthy coming into the year, Karlaftis and Omenihu, all three of them are healthy coming into this season, You should expect to take a little bit of a step forward, or at a minimum, just maintain what you've done defensively, and that's being one of the better defensive units in the league. Let's talk about the wide receivers. I think it's safe to call these five guys locks to make the team. Now, I know the Rice with the suspension, that changes the calculus, but follow me here. Rice, Worthy, Brown, Juju, and Royals. We agree. 100% certainty to make the team. No reason to debate them. I think the question now is, are the Chiefs going to take six or seven wide receivers? Because now we got three guys maybe fighting for one or two spots. Sky Moore. I don't know why Sky Moore would continue to be on this team. I think he's kind of shown you everything he can show you. He's not really going to help you in the receiver game. You feel like you got better special teams guys and better kick returner and punt returners. I just don't really know what Sky Moore's role could potentially be on this team. But they also drafted him, and teams side with their draft picks all the time. I think Tyquan Thornton has played himself onto the team based on how training camp is going to go. If you were asking me right now, based on training camp is gone, between Tyquan Thornton, Sky Moore, and Nico Romillo, it's not close, in my opinion, between those three. I think that Tyquan Thornton has been the best out of those three. I think he has played well enough so far in training camp to make the team. Now, they got a preseason game this weekend. How does that look? How does that continue? How does he continue to grow on what he's done in St. Joe? But I think Tyquan Thornton has played himself onto the team. I would also guess that Nico probably has the edge over Sky Moore because of special teams. You trust Nico, whether it's to be a gunner or you trust him to be the kick and the punt returner. I don't know if you trust Sky Moore to make the team. Rob, do you see a scenario in which they keep all seven of those guys, that they would keep Tyquan Thornton and Nico? And they certainly is helped out by the fact that we don't believe that Rashee Rice is going to be there week one. So you can keep those six guys, and you necessarily don't have to do the roster math yet because Rice doesn't factor into that number.
Yes, you actually answered the question before I could answer. I think I could see them keeping seven. However, I think they are going to keep seven because they're going to massage the roster. They're going to get information on Rashee Rice suspension. They're going to carry an extra wide out in case. So they're really carrying six, but seven. I still think maybe Sky Moore makes the roster, but I think he makes the roster because of Rashee Rice suspension far more than his talent, his ability, his camp, any of those things. So I will say seven with the caveat that it's seven with the roster exemption, and we really are at six. Roster math is fun this time of year.
Yeah, I guess more than anything, this is just a topic about Sky Moore. I don't see a scenario that he is on this team, barring an injury that could happen in the preseason. Now, I mean, maybe Tyquan Thornton gets injured. Maybe Nico Romillo gets injured. That happens. I mean, Hollywood Brown got hurt last year during training camp. But if we're talking about the only change is a Rice suspension, if that's the only change between now and the beginning of the season, I just don't see a scenario in which Sky Moore ends up making this team, not over what I think Thornton has done so far. I mean, I just think Thornton is a better receiver than Sky Moore is, and Nico can help you more in special teams. I mean, that's the six then. It's Worthy, Brown, Juju, Royals. Those guys are no doubters to me, those four guys. And then you got Tyquan Thornton and Nico, and that ends up being your six until you get Rashee Rice back, whenever that could possibly be. I think that ends up being their wide receiver room. Do you like that wide receiver room early in the season? Let's say the Rice gets four games. So let's say you don't have Rice for the Eagles game, week two, who maybe have the best secondary in all the National Football League, and then you don't have them for Baltimore. They also have an argument of having the best secondary in the league if everybody is healthy. You're going up against two really, really physical units without your number one wide receiver. How are you feeling about the wide receiver room going into, I would say, three good defenses if you also want to factor in the Chargers in week one in Brazil?
So I like their wide receiver room a lot when Rashee Rice is on the football field. So if we take him off, which he's going to get suspended, it's a fact of life. I don't know I love it as much because it is impossible for me to know what Hollywood Brown is going to be. Maybe he's healthy and ready to go by week one, and it's Brown, and you have Worthy, who was a good rookie last year for the Chiefs, and then you have Jalen Royal stepping in. You have a slimmer, best shape of his life, Travis Kelce. Like, I like the receiver room, but without knowing Rashee Rice's suspension is and without knowing the health of Hollywood Brown, I do have some questions. I think those questions get answered because Rice eventually comes back from suspension and health eventually happens. But in the first four games, I'm a little bit skeptical of the room, but I think as time goes on and they come out of the suspension, I really like the wide receiver room, just maybe not early.
I think a lot of it really just comes down to with all of these guys, and I guess maybe you're not putting Jalen Royals into that. I don't know if you can now at this point. If you remove Rice from this, it's really on Worthy, Brown, and Juju to stay healthy and be productive for the first 4 weeks of the season, which is a 50-50 proposition on both sides.
You ain't getting all three. So someone's hurt in those games. I actually think it's gonna be Brown because time has told us
he's
this
hurt right
Brown.
Now. Yeah, he's hurt right now.
But yeah, you're right. With if it's perfect health, it ain't bad. I ain't banking on perfect health.
Do you still think Juju has anything left in the tank? I feel like, and I'm gonna go back and pull up his stats from last year. I feel like he really only had kind of one good game last year. I remember there was one game he had 100 yards, and
Saints
he actually
game.
Was pretty productive.
It was the Saints game.
Yeah, he was actually pretty good in that game. Other than that, I don't really feel like you got a whole lot from Juju last year. I mean, the Chiefs obviously like him. They like his toughness. They like his personality. They like him in the locker room. I mean, that all makes sense. I mean, last year looking at it. So, for example, Hollywood Brown had 231 yards receiving last year. 130 of it came in one game against the New Orleans Saints. 130. So that means in the other games that Hollywood or that Juju played, he had 99 yards receiving in those games. He wasn't a very productive player last year. Now, to his credit, he also just didn't get a lot of targets and opportunities last year either. I mean, in the last eight games of the season, the most targets that he got in a game was three. I mean, you can't really make plays if they don't throw you the ball. You would have to think that early in the season, they're going to throw him the ball. You've been in the offense now three seasons. You're a veteran player. You're an established player. Mahomes obviously likes and trusts you, or you just simply wouldn't be around if that was the case. I think they kind of need Hollywood to be an X factor early on in the season.
I don't disagree with you, but this is where I say during the Rice suspension, whatever the length is, I have a little bit of worry about the wide receiver room early. Because if you're saying Hollywood Brown's an X factor, I'm telling you Hollywood Brown might be an IR factor. He might be a PUP factor. He might be a first team shorts and a t-shirt factor. Like, I think Hollywood Brown, when healthy, is a fine wide receiver. Has anyone seen him in a Chiefs jersey when healthy? Does anyone know what that looks like? I think we have an idea of it based on Madden and concepts, but we've never actually seen it. So I actually have more faith in Juju because he's at least show me in this offense, albeit 3-4 years ago now, he can be a productive wideout. I have never seen Hollywood Brown be a productive wideout in Kansas City. It just never happened. So if you're saying the X factor is Hollywood, I can tell you that's why I'm scared about the wide receiver room until Rice comes out of suspension.
And someone just texted in, Juju has just enough to be that breaking case of emergency wide receiver. I'm always in on Juju until he gets hurt. I don't disagree with you there. I just think at least early on in the season, I think they're going to maybe need him in one of those games. I don't think you're getting four good games from Juju to kick off the season. I'm going to guess in one of those games, they're going to need Juju to kind of step up and be a productive player. I mean, if you're factoring in, you don't know if Rashee Rice is going to be there, and you're siding with the fact that he is likely not going to be there early on in the season. You also, to your point, I don't know if you can 100% count on Hollywood Brown being there for all of those games. Like, you kind of need Juju. You kind of need Juju to be a difference maker and to help you make plays in some ways. Maybe they're more reliant on tight ends. You see maybe a little bit of Robert Tonyan. Maybe you see more of Noah Gray during that time frame. But you're going up against three, I would say, pretty capable defenses early on in the season with the Chargers, the Eagles, and the Ravens. You're probably going to need a couple of guys to step up. I also think some of the pressure is going to be off Mahomes because I just think the Chiefs will be able to run the ball more effectively with the healthy Isaiah Pacheco. And I just don't really think they had that. Certainly from October on, I don't think he was healthy really at any point in the final 3 or 4 months of the season or so.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.